Forget that we have an opening to play.
Does this mic work?
Hello?
What are we doing? What are we doing?
You're listening to the only podcast that admits they might know what they are talking about.
Sounds like something a guy in a van would tell me.
This is We Might Know Sports.
I love you!
What were my options again? Sorry.
Come on!
With Corey.
I hope everyone has a ball.
Heaven.
Don't listen to Stefan and his corrupt rules.
And Stefan.
Pacers versus the Mavs, which is this also. Oh, goddamn you, Siri. I've never once called you and, like, actually wanted to talk.
You said Pacers.
Pacers, yeah.
There's a no-hitter right now. Bottom of the seventh. Oh, never mind. No longer a no-hitter.
Wow! You know it's bad when Kevin's correcting people on their pronunciation of names. You know you're in trouble. You, sir, are god-awful.
That's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
What's up? I don't know what we're laughing about, but
I'm laughing because just as we went live, Corey's face got dragged completely off, so that's what I'm going
to Oh, another episode. I think we have video and audio.
Yeah, we're good. We're good. Video.
We're full force ahead here. Corey's face might be elongated in unimaginable ways.
There we go. There he is. He's there.
Come back, guys.
And the intro's back.
I just kept it going. That's all. It's not the full intro. Did Trubisky suck this weekend? My
question. He didn't even play.
Yeah, see? Can't suck if you don't play.
Can't suck if you don't play. That's for sure. So yeah, episode 143. We're here.
All three of us.
Who knew?
I almost wasn't here though today, so. But I'm here.
Philly.
The shirt was not good luck, because that's the shirt I wore on Sunday.
Definitely not.
I will not wear this shirt Sunday night, I'll tell you that much.
You know, combined, our teams have 5 wins, and only one of us is in first place.
Eagles just got a win, and they're right where they need to be. Top of the division.
Well, it's pretty hard when one of our teams isn't helping out the win column, so.
Fair.
I feel like you guys got a win coming up here soon, though.
With who? When we play Miami eventually?
That'd be
Vegas is betting that Miami is they got 28% down that they go 0-16, which is the highest ever. So they're basically saying they're the worst team in history.
Yeah, but they almost won against the Redskins, so
that's what I don't get. Like, are they really the worst team ever?
I don't think so.
I think that Lions team still may be worse.
I mean, they're a 2-point conversion away from winning the game.
Mm-hmm.
Did Cleveland go 0-16?
They went, yeah, the year after.
Did they? Or did they go 1-15?
That was the year after that.
1-15?
Yeah, pretty sure.
Wait, they went 0-16 and then 1-15?
I think so.
I don't know. Maybe it was back to back years of 1-15 or 1-15 and 2-4. I feel like.
Baker's rookie season was last year, right?
Right, and they went 7-9, right, last year?
Yeah. Cleveland Browns 2017, yeah.
That team was pretty bad.
The hell? Give me preseason.
Did they even come close to winning a game?
Do you know the Bucks had a win this year, Kevin?
They have two.
Two winless years?
Oh, winless years?
Yeah.
That doesn't count.
Huh?
That doesn't count. 0-14?
Sure it counts. Counts in my book.
It's not as bad as 0-16, though.
Well, what was the stat I remember hearing when someone was like, you're a Bucks fan? I thought I heard one time that, like, they could go and have undefeated seasons for the next 20 years and still have a losing record.
Is that
true? I don't know. I got to look it up now.
What's 20 times 6? There's no way that's true.
No. A lot of wins. Impossible.
There's no way they're like almost 300 games under 500.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
Holy shit. All right. We got to get the 419. 419 minus 262. Divide that by 16. 9.8 seasons right now. They would have to go undefeated to get a 500 record.
Well, you can round it up to 10. That is a lot.
Yeah, maybe you guys are worse than I thought. Sprinkle in one Super Bowl year. Rest is just garbage.
Better than no Super Bowl years.
That is true. Wish I knew what that felt like still.
Or choking in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that'd be us.
Let's check. I mean,
it was Joe Montana, but it was still us.
Someone jinxed it by saying, we're going to Disney World.
Seemed reasonable.
I get wondering about your guys' teams. I'm looking up the Bengals. The Bengals aren't too bad. 357 and 433 all time and 4 ties. It's like 2 seasons, right? 3, 4, somewhere in there.
Philadelphia, I would assume, has a winning record.
I would assume as well.
How many over do you think if they are over?
10. I think they're right around 500.
75.
They are 24 games under 500.
Under?
Damn. It was tough times before Donovan.
No, I know.
I did have some rough years.
That's why I figured it had to be right around 500.
See, they just go perfect 1 year, and then they just got to finish above 500 like once at least.
So how many games under are they? 20?
24.
And the Bengals were 36, so we aren't that far off.
The Bengals were 136.
Oh, 136.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
Bengals are, 80. Let's do some quick math here. 433 minus 3. Seventy-six. Divide that by 16. See? 5 years away.
76. Oh, that's not very good. It's kind of a ways away. And it's only getting worse.
Got rid of the coach that was winning Super Bowls and
found one that doesn't want to win them. Perfect.
Does want to win games at all.
I don't know when, what coach it's going to take to wake up and get rid of Andy Dalton.
I'd take a new owner.
Well, that's not going to happen, so.
Who is the Bengals owner?
Mike Brown. Mm. Old man that preaches loyalty among the franchise, which is all fun and dandy and great, but sometimes you gotta just put out a winning product and not stay loyal. You're a little too loyal to Marvin Lewis.
Too loyal.
Seems like they're gonna be a little too loyal to AJ Green, and we're gonna let him walk for nothing at the end of the year.
Is he going to come back and play this year?
Yeah, but
when?
There's teams that want him. When I would trade him now before you get nothing.
Well, you got to let him play first. Got to prove that he still got it.
It originally was week 9, but with how bad the Bengals are, I'm sure he's in no rush.
Was that what I thought it was, like, supposed to be like week 4 or something?
So did we enjoy football this week or no?
No.
No.
I'll just lost.
My team dropped Bubba Wilson after 2 muff punts and 5 bad seasons, it feels like.
I thought it was a shitty week in the fact that there was only 3 good games. Was it? The rest was kind of junk.
Yes.
Let's see if my memory serves me right.
Giants Patriots sucked.
I wasn't into Panthers Bucks, Bengals Ravens. I guess the Seahawks Browns was a good game. The Texans Chiefs was a good game. I considered the Falcons Cardinals.
What about
I guess last night's was a good game too.
Dolphins Redskins was entertaining too.
I don't know why I picked the Broncos in my preseason. I picked them in my regular season. Then on Pick'em, I decided to pick the Titans for some goddamn reason.
Can't get enough of Mariota.
I don't know why I thought the Dolphins were going to win.
I don't know why either.
That was my mistake.
To be fair, it was preseason, so. Maybe it was before they made all those moves. Get rid of everybody.
I almost switched my pick to the Lions. I'm glad I didn't.
I kind of wanted to take the Lions, but.
The Lions at home, I think, will beat the Packers.
Yeah, I mean, they probably should have won on the road, too.
Right, that's what I mean.
Are the Lions for real this year? Do we think?
I think their defense is.
I think their offense is halfway decent.
Their offense seems good enough. Yeah. Kerryon, they were always like a running back away, and now Kerryon Johnson's good enough.
I feel like every running back they've tried getting has turned into a bust.
Yeah, every single one except him so far. He's had two good years in a row now.
I don't know.
They finally have an okay tight end that they drafted. I don't know why Ebron didn't do anything for him, but.
No.
Yeah.
The meatloaf.
Ma, the meatloaf.
Very lively podcast today.
Yeah.
Did we waste our argument yesterday morning?
I think so.
Is that what happened?
I think Corey's still mad at me for telling him I didn't need fantasy advice last night.
No. I just don't know where this podcast is going right now. So
all right, let's reel it in. Sorry, I was trying to do the records and stuff for the football predictions.
And I was trying to do my NASCAR picks. So
well, that's why we were a little off target here. All right. So last week's question of the week, which NFL team will be undefeated last? Both are still undefeated after that question. Patriots and 49ers both win this week. What were the results? I'm assuming Patriots, because I know our fan.
I voted.
17 votes. 82% are going with the Patriots.
That's what I figured.
Only 3 49er fans, including Stefan.
I'm not a 49er fan. I just sit there.
You're a Jimmy G fan, though.
I was a Jimmy G fan, and I fell off it hard last year.
Because he was hurt all year? He didn't have a chance.
He came back and played, and he looked awful. Or was it? No. Wait. Didn't he get hurt? He did get. See him with, like, turns ACL or something. Or
yeah, I missed the whole year after week one. Week two, sorry. He lost week one, and everyone was like, oh boy, and then week two he got hurt.
I feel like he played, though.
It's still hard to tell, like, with him, though.
You sure he missed the whole year? Maybe he came back.
No, he missed the whole year.
It's hard for me to tell, because what weapons does he have?
Kittles.
His receiving corps is pretty poor.
What's his QBR?
Probably not good.
It's not getting the job done.
I don't think efficiency is Garoppolo's strong point. It's just a guess.
I mean, he's not even doing anything great this year either. 7 touchdowns, 5 interceptions.
Hey, he's 4 away from Dak.
What, for interceptions?
In QBR?
In touchdowns. Doesn't Dak only have 11?
Yeah, Dak only has 11.
Did Dak even get to 11?
Dak had 11 and just didn't throw one again.
I feel like he hasn't thrown one the last 2 weeks.
Wentz is at 13. Dak's at 11.
All right. I just want to make sure we're on the same page here.
11 for Dak.
That race.
Yeah, where's Wentz at? 13, right? Oh, no, it says 12. Is that right? Did he only have 10 until this week? Because he threw for 2, I know.
Yeah, I know he's 3-for-2 also. But they play the week before against the Jets. Goddamn Jets.
I'll just click on it. I'll know. Yeah, it's up to date. He has 12. So he's one up on Dak right now. And then they play each other. Perfect.
Yeah, perfect. We'll see who the better quarterback is. You know, Greeny was arguing that Sam Darnold's better than Dak Prescott.
Who?
Greeny.
Yeah, well, he's a Jets fan. That doesn't count.
Just saying, man. I don't know.
I need an impartial voice. Who are we talking about? Garoppolo? Garoppolo's QBR is a 53. Not good.
Remember when Garoppolo, what did he like win those five games when he started at the end of the season for San Fran when he got traded there?
Yeah. I think Garoppolo really only has 2 losses on his whole career.
But he has literally the same touchdown interception ratio as he does right now, 7-5 during that 5-game stretch.
Yep.
The only thing he did better was yardage. He threw for 1,500 yards, and now he's only thrown for 1,100.
He's got a good rating, kind of.
Yeah.
QBR is poor, bad. So that means he has really no impact on his team winning, which makes sense because we know their defense is why they're winning.
I don't know, man. I'm not buying it on the train.
Of Garoppolo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's the coach there? Is it Shanahan?
He's the offensive coordinator.
Yeah, that's why they're doing well. If he went back to Atlanta, Atlanta would actually be winning.
Atlanta couldn't even beat Arizona this week. Yikes. Okay.
What are you talking about? Dirk Cutter is an amazing offensive genius.
Oh, amazing. I picked the fucking Falcons in my Survivor League. I don't have to go down and miss an extra point to tie the fucking game.
Bummer.
Good thing I get 2 more strikes, though. So, okay. Just pissed that's how I went down. I was trying to take a more risky bet, but I thought it was like a safe risky bet. Turns out it was not. whatever. This week's question of the week. I remember something being posted. I can't remember what it is off the top of my head.
It's the opposite.
Oh, what team will...
Who's going to be the first team to win a game?
Basically, who's going to be the last defeated team? Since they play each other in week 16, I mean.
We got Bengals, Dolphins.
Bengals, Dolphins. Last 2 defeated teams in all of the land. With 10 votes so far. And apparently my GIF I had for the Bengals is already taken off, so it's just black screen versus a Dolphins kicker getting hit in the face.
I see. I still see it.
All right, cool. As long as someone does.
Laces out.
Please.
Did you vote for that one, Corey?
The Bengals one yet?
Yeah.
No, I did the other one. But no, not the Bengals one.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking the Dolphins are going to win.
You think they both go winless up until that point?
Probably.
Here's the...
The only chance the Bengals have are the Steelers to get a win.
Here's a good question for you guys. Do you think the Dolphins can beat the Bills?
The Dolphins?
Yeah, and split one of those games.
No.
No, they cannot. Maybe. Bills are that good.
I think the Dolphins' offense is too porous to score on that defense, yes.
But if they throw Ryan Fitzpatrick in there, you know, he's due for a good game coming up here somewhere. Somewhere he's due for a good game.
You pick the Dolphins and pick them. You ride that train. Go ahead, buddy.
I think maybe down in Miami. Maybe down in Miami they could. They could. I feel like the Dolphins have a few different chances. I don't know what they are off the top of my head, but let's see. They got the Bills this week. Anything could happen there. They got the Steelers also. That's going to be a great Monday night game. Jesus Christ. Talk about no ratings for that week. Holy shit.
It'll still draw because they're Steelers fans.
Could they just flex a different game into there?
That would be nice.
They need to make a rule where they can flex Monday night games. They got the Jets with Sam Darnold back. Probably not as good of a chance. Colts, probably not. At the Colts, no. At home against the Bills, possibility. I'm saying, just leave a possibility out there.
Week 13, Dolphins get their first win.
The Browns are, like, iffy. Yeah, right. Beat the Eagles.
Fitz magic happens that week.
You could spot the Dolphins 28 points and we'll still win that game.
I don't know. I mean, your offense could only score 20 last week. So.
Okay, that was against the actual legit defense.
You know, I remember someone saying something about Minnesota earlier this year.
I got the Giants week 15. That's a possibility. Then your Bengals week 16. I'm ignoring you, by the way, so.
I don't know.
And week 17, the Patriots. I mean, that's always if they bench everybody because they went undefeated, 15-0.
They won't bench then if they go undefeated.
You never know.
They'll go for it. 16.
Why? I fucked them up last time. Should have benched people last time. And they would have won that game.
Oh, you think that's what happened?
They'll never know. What if they had benched everybody week 17? Maybe they would have all been rested. Maybe they wouldn't have given up that fucking ridiculous catch.
Maybe they should bench their defense then.
Oh, yeah.
Rest the D.
That's what she said.
Yeah. She always says to rest the D.
So you're going Bengals. Me too. Dolphins get the win first.
Oh, what? That wasn't the question. The question was, will be the last defeated.
Right. Yeah. I'm going with the Bengals. Because I think the Dolphins are going to get a win first.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I'm going with the Dolphins. Even though I just explained all the reasons why the Dolphins.
Why it shouldn't be.
Well, I know the Bengals cannot lose on week 9, but after that, it's hard to find a win. Raiders, maybe week 11.
What's week 9?
Bye week.
Oh.
Steelers, I mean, they do have the Jets. Maybe Sam Darnold comes down with mono again.
I'm still not. I don't get why everyone's so impressed about that Sam Darnold performance, but.
Yeah, pretty good. For being out that many weeks.
Minus the pick in the red zone, yeah.
So you can find little faults with Sam Darnold, but you can't find any faults with Dak's performance.
No.
Dak played flawless that game, apparently.
I didn't say that. I just don't think he played bad.
I didn't say you threw that into my like. I didn't say he played bad. Kevin never even said he played bad. He just said that.
That was
impressive. You just got all defensive because you're fucking. For whatever reason, I don't know what Dak.
He said, "Wait, younger, no." He said,
"What you did, Dak
was impressive, younger. But or wasn't impressive, but Dak was," is what he said.
Yeah, because you were like, "Oh,
first Dak is not impressive."
What were you gonna say, Kevin?
All I was saying was in my text, I said Tannehill. And the way you reacted with Dak, I was just like, and you're not impressed with Tannehill's second half performance? Like, I'm just looking at Darnold's QBR, which is 56.2. But he's got 3 touchdown passes, 1 interception. Not bad for 2 games worth. I'll take it. Can I have him?
Another player that doesn't impact winning.
Yeah, but he doesn't throw interceptions.
Apparently it doesn't matter if you do all the other things right.
You know who hasn't impacted winning in the last 3 weeks? Dak Prescott.
Apparently not. Apparently his defense is the reason.
Apparently his defense is the reason what?
That they're losing. Otherwise his QBR would be plummeting.
I mean, it's not as high as it's been.
Yeah, why isn't he still chilling in the 90s?
Why'd you drop 81. We'll see what it is after this week, won't we?
You're going up against the poorest Eagles secondary. Unless we somehow land Jalen Ramsey in the next 3 days. Yeah, Dak will probably have a nice day.
The Ravens landed Marcus Peters.
Yeah, I saw that.
Now, how funny will it be if Dak's worst performance comes against the Eagles' secondary? Then what does your opinion go with Dak?
If it's all Dak's fault, then yeah, I'll admit. I'm not scared to admit that Dak doesn't play well.
All I'm saying is Kirk Cousins lit him up like a Christmas tree, so.
Yeah, I fully expect Dak to have a big game, especially if Cooper and Cobb are back.
I can take your ratings back somewhere.
I thought Dak, I said in the text, I thought Dak sucked against the Saints. I thought he played awful. That was the worst Dak I've seen.
I mean, I didn't see anything impressive that the last game against the Jets.
I just thought its defense put him in a hole. And I think when you
one play?
Just because all of it. Darnold's moving the ball on you? Now you got people like you guys thinking Darnold looked good. That's not good if Darnold looked
good. The Cowboys had one of the best defenses the first 3 weeks. What happened?
They played shit teams, like you said, right? isn't that why Dak looks
good? Hey, so why don't you think that's why Dak looks so good?
Because
he had to base everything off of QBR. That's not the only thing.
Because in the game you said he looked terrible. He had 76 QBR with 1 interception and no touchdowns. How is that a good rating?
That's the one I said he looked terrible.
Yeah, I know, but like
the Jets game, you mean?
No, the Saints game.
Yeah, that isn't good. I said he was bad.
76.8? That's extremely high for a quarterback. Especially with 1 interception and no touchdowns.
That's because his completion percentage is always high, and he obviously didn't commit any penalties.
It's very hard to commit a penalty as a quarterback.
Or he didn't affect his team negatively as far as throwing the ball backwards, which I don't get why. I mean, if your team throws a lot of screens, I guess you have to. But
1 interception, 1 sack.
That's the other thing. He doesn't take sacks, but that's probably a credit to his offensive line mostly. That's why his QBR stays high. A lot of these guys are taking sacks.
I hate QBR. Teddy Bridgewater threw 1 interception in that game. 17 QBR. 5 sacks. Completed more.
A higher percentage?
Yeah. He went 23 for 30. Dak went 22 of 33.
similar yards too.
Well, third down conversions come into play, which Dak has the highest percentage in the league, so that helps his QBR.
Just saying, I don't like QBR. Maybe fans.
It's almost, it's like an efficiency and a clutch stat. So third down conversions are going to affect it positively.
The one guy you can't judge QBR on, clutchness wise, is definitely Brett Favre. Throw that name out for you.
Why does his QBR suck?
He played before QBR, so you wouldn't be able. Because I noticed when we were having the argument yesterday, Tom Brady, I think it's like 2007 is when QBR came around, something like that. So.
2011.
There you go. I knew it rhymed with a 7 or 11.
It's basically a quarterback rating, but with more stats involved.
All I know is I'm 5-1, so it doesn't matter in fantasy football.
You're still trash.
I'm like the 5th highest scoring team in the league, and I'm trash.
And you have the least amount of points scored against you.
You can't be 5th, because I'm not 5th. I'm not 4th.
All right. Call my bluff. Jeez.
You might be 7th.
That's a typical Corey move, usually. Just throw it.
You know, I had a podcast last week with Corey, so I kind of just was going off of his flow. Just throw things out there.
Let's see here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm 6th. You're 7th.
All right.
You're not even in the top 50% in scoring.
It's fine.
So how do you deserve to be 5-1?
Because I'm in the bottom.
Yeah.
What happens? You're in the bottom.
No reason for you to deserve to be 5-1.
Well, if you wanted to talk about that, I mean, Sean only has 3 more points than me, and he's leading your division. Sean's
not much any better. Sean doesn't have 5-1 either.
Like I'm 3 points away from going from 7th to 5th.
Yeah, Kevin and I are both 3 points away from Sean, and Sean's 5-1.
Am I the second highest scoring? I am the second highest scoring team. Oh.
Dave isn't? Oh, he had a bad week, didn't he?
You know, who we got to pour it out for is the team that's behind me in the rock bottom division. Don't call it a comeback.
Yeah, 8-5.
913 points scored against him.
Yeah.
But he's still 3-3. He's holding it together.
Yeah. My
loss is against him, so.
The weird thing is Corey hasn't even had that many points scored against him, and somehow he's like, if you look at yours and Sean's stats, you guys are almost exactly identical. And he's got 2-3 more wins than you.
Yeah.
It's all about how the schedule crumbles.
It's because the 3 of my 4 games that I lost, teams put up good scores, like high scores. But the 2 wins that I have, I don't think the person scored over 80.
Right.
So that affects my points scored against, you know what I mean? It's weird. I play someone who has a good week or not, except when I played you. To me, that like a 137 is an average score.
Right. You know?
Although compared to the week, it wasn't. You would have beaten a lot of people.
Yeah, I think I would have beaten like 8 teams or something.
Yeah.
I think my best week I lost. So
I feel bad for Gary going into that game with 1 quarterback, and he puts up that many points and still loses.
Yeah. You better hope Trubisky's back, otherwise he's playing me with no quarterback.
He says he's giving up again. He got all excited about his 1 win, and then now he's back to giving up. Looking towards next year again. So give him another win so he can feel like he's back in it.
He's going to the average Joe division.
I told him he still has a chance to get to stay in the division. He's only 1 game behind Mark.
He still has a chance to make the playoffs. I wouldn't give up.
I don't know about that. think I give him that much.
All he's got
no quarterbacks for like half the year.
All he's got to do is like.
I mean, if a person that's 2-4 is in, and you're 1-5, you aren't that far out.
Mm-hmm. The only one I would consider out is Ryan. Gary says, sup, ladies, by the way.
Oh, cool.
Don't give up, Gary.
If my dad decides to never put a defense together, he's pretty much out, too. he has half a team.
My defense hasn't been as strong as I would like it to be.
No, that's part of Matt's success. Huh?
Corey got, or Stefan got the underdog medal this week. When your projected points said you were going to lose.
And I won.
Well, projection.
At least I can feel good about being Corey.
Can you, though? You just said I'm trash at fantasy. What does that matter if you won?
Well, here's the thing, is that you tried to pull some little shady shit with Matt and trade some quarterbacks around so you'd have two quarterbacks for this league. And
it's going to benefit me
more this week. What did I tell you? It don't matter what quarterbacks you have.
It's going to benefit me more this week when I have Minnie versus Cincinnati and Prescott versus Philly. Sorry, Gary.
Say that again?
I have Minshew versus Cincy and Prescott versus Philly. Sorry, Gary.
I bet Prescott doesn't even do that well this week.
Bet you he throws three.
What do you want to bet on?
The $40 that I owe you for the league fees.
No, I kind of want that.
Cheers to you, Stefan.
Thanks. I don't know what you're cheers me with. Oh, Natty Seltzer. I'm drinking my pumpkin beer.
Get the 12-pack?
Mm-hmm.
How much does it run over there?
They were all delicious. Oh, I don't remember.
I saw it today. And it was on sale, $21. So I was just curious.
Mine was like 24. I don't know.
Wondering if I'd.
It was like $17.99, but that doesn't seem right. Yours was on sale for $21.
Well, it's an expensive store, so you never know.
Oh.
Everything there is overpriced. So.
Well, maybe mine was $17.99.
It's like $9 for a gallon of cider.
Jesus. All right, so I just got to beat Matt this week, and then all will be well in fantasy world again.
Apparently, I just got to get 3 more wins to make the playoffs, so just got to beat everyone in my division again. And
surprised that Matt was trying to do a deal with me playing him this week.
Deal with the devil.
Kind of a risky move, don't you think?
He always wants something, though. Like that's why I want to see what he wants.
I know. Well, he asked all the players that I would that were off the table. I told him my 2 quarterbacks, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, my whole starting offense. And I forgot. This is when I forgot that I even had Galladay. He was sitting on my bench. And then I named like some other like defensive players that I didn't want to trade. And he's like, what about Galladay? And I was like, oh shit. I was like, I didn't even remember I had him. And I was like, yeah, he's off the. He's not being traded either. He'd have to give me a pretty sweet deal.
My thing is if I'm 5-1, I know you guys are saying about lowering scores and stuff like that, but I've kind of narrowed in on who is going to start most of the season and who's not.
Mm-hmm.
And it's translating to 130, 140 every week, at least for me. So if he wants part of that connection, it's like, I don't want to get rid of him. But, you know, the temptation of his two tight ends that he has there. It's like, ah.
I told him keep him. Honestly.
Yeah.
I have no interest in trading my other one now. Why not have the two of us have the four of the top five tight ends in the whole league? We have a stranglehold on it.
Well, it's not working out for you, though.
Well, the rest of my team isn't good, but I might as well prevent other people from being any better.
Hey, we don't face each other. We can help each other out.
Yeah, we don't face each other.
I got some running backs. Frank Gore and Peyton Barber are hit and miss, so I'm willing to trade one of my top tier backs and Elliott.
Yeah, anywhere from 0 to 5 points, I'm happy. 0 points, I'm happy. 5 points, I'm happy.
With your tight end?
My tight end.
Yeah. See, I'm mad if I get anything under a five.
I mean, I'm doing all right without him. Fucking O.J. Howard would just be involved in the offense at all.
Hey, he caught a pass.
You don't even have a top five tight end.
I didn't say I did.
Waller's on bye, so you really can't count that because everyone else hasn't been on bye.
What's he averaging? So what, five games? He's averaging like 7 points a game. He's got 37. So put him at 44.
What's everyone else averaging?
Evan Ingram's averaging 10 points a game.
Okay. There's four other ones better than seven?
I wasn't talking about average. I mean, I'm looking at...
I said he was top five.
Yeah, you said he was top five. I'm looking at total points.
Right, but you have to average it out if you have buys.
But that's what I just averaged out. Everybody else has played a full amount of games. That's why you got to average it out then. They don't need to average it out. They've all played six games.
So add his average onto for his buy then? Give him seven more points. Where does it put him?
Puts him at 44, which puts him just above Ertz, who is also outside of the top five. Not far out. I mean, six.
So it puts Waller fifth and Ertz sixth.
No, it puts Waller sixth, Ertz seventh.
Oh.
How about this, Corey? I got to beat Stefan at least. So if you trade me one, I'll trade you something, and then we can trade him back the next week. How about that?
Is Kittle and Andrews in the top five?
All right, we're not even going to entertain it. All right, cool.
Sorry, I'm focused. I'm not really listening.
Andrews is actually the second best points-wise. Maybe I should make a trade for him.
Well, Disley's going to fall right out because he tore his Achilles, so that's
over. Disley's done.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 is Ertz.
But, I mean, you still can't just – you can't just take him out.
After next week, you can.
After next week, sure.
Yeah.
But don't just try to just jump ahead and be like, oh, well, he's not going to score anymore. So no, we're talking about through 6 weeks who the top five tight ends are.
Okay.
Evan Ingram has 50 with only five games. Kittle has 44. He's only got five games, so he's probably even ahead of... Well, he would be even ahead of Waller.
Yeah, Kittle had his bye week four.
Basically, you just don't have a top five tight end as much as you want to think you do.
6.4, 6.4, 7.7, 13, and a 10. That's Kittle. That's pretty good, decent. Waller 7, 6, 13, 6. Last week killed him because he actually played a real defense. Chicago. He was only a 4. Ertz just gets a steady 7.
He's consistent, like, for you.
It's 5, 9, 6, 7, 11, and then last week was bad because he fumbled.
I didn't know Hooper was balling out like that.
Me either.
If you would have asked me who the number one tight end was, I would have said him.
I would have said Andrews. I thought Matt had him.
Man, maybe I need to pull the trigger. Let's see. Anywho, enough about fantasy football. How'd NASCAR go this week, guys?
It was a shit show.
Corey,
all the drivers are pissed. What?
Corey's pretty much locked.
Yeah, I'm strangleholding this shit this year.
It's dumb.
Yeah. All the drivers afterwards were pretty upset with the way the race went. They said it's not even real driving, it's just crash derby out there. They need to do something about it, but they won't, because the fans love Talladega because it's like that. So you had cars airborne twice. Dangerous for the drivers, exciting for the fans. All the big drivers basically were taken out. Only two drivers that were in the playoffs finished the race in the top 10. That would be Ryan Blaney, who won it and punched his ticket into the final 8, and then Denny Hamlin, who finished 4th. It's the 6th closest Talladega race ever. As far as the first and second, Newman almost took it. So yeah, Blaney, Larson punched into the final 8. And you got the last race of the cut. So you got some drivers that need to make it. Having said that, I took Bowman. Because he needs to make it. Last time I saw him need to make the cut, he decided to finish 2nd. So I believe in him.
Finish 2nd. Still got the least amount of points than everybody.
Yeah.
Fucking trash ass point system.
Plus, I can mess around a little bit here. So I might as well use a lower end.
Might as well pick somebody that's already been eliminated. You're still good.
I could. It doesn't matter.
What I'm saying.
I'm just trying to save Keselowski and Harvick.
I'm just trying not to lose by 200 points at this point. If I lose by 200 points, I'm sitting out next year.
Oh, you're almost down 100 points to me.
So you're pulling the trigger on Keselowski?
Doing it. Why not? What the fuck do I got to lose?
Nothing at this point. Yeah. You just need to hope I get 4 ones in a row.
Exactly. Seen it happen one time.
So that's NASCAR. It's not real riveting anymore. It's kind of
out of hand. NASCAR's gay. Done with NASCAR. I vote we get rid of it next year.
Oh yeah, it's only fun when you're a woman.
Wow, 1 year and he's not even 1 year already hating it.
I don't like it.
Kevin doesn't complain, he comes in 2nd every single year.
The only one always competitive in this thing. How's this work out?
Someday he'll get there.
Someday. 2 years ago, it was a blown first place. Last year, it was from the bottom. This year, bottom-ish. Something you should have known as soon as you went below me, it was all done for.
I was so good with that first race, too. I was like, fuck yeah, here we go. And then it just took a hard left turn. Actually, I think it took a hard right turn, NASCAR speaking. Hard right turn right into the wall.
Right into the wall. Flip into the stands.
Crash and burn. 200 miles an hour. fuck it.
Having said that, why don't you get into your favorite then, college football?
Let's get into college football. I got a winning record in this one.
Might have Joe join us. He never responded, so we'll see.
Last week's games. Syracuse at NC State. NC State was favored for this game, and for good reason. They won this game 16-10. We were all wrong. None of us picked NC State. I wanted to, and I feel like I'm going to burn myself by going against Syracuse this week. So, sounds about how I usually go. Kevin, did you switch yours up? Or no, that was Corey that had his picks all made.
I picked the games, but I was up to change them because I know you guys had some discrepancy with last week's.
I just don't want to pick any of them, so whatever you pick is good with me. I just like talking shit.
I've tried to keep the percentages low, and this week, because you guys don't seem to care, I said, fuck it. I'm just picking the big games. If it says someone's a 78% favorite, I don't give a shit.
Well, that's what I did the week I picked. I did nothing. For you. Did nothing for me. The second game was Cincinnati at Houston. Cincinnati favored on the road, 58%. They won that one pretty easily, 38-23. We all picked Cincinnati. Penn State, who I still refuse to give love to, up against Iowa. At Iowa, Penn State was favored 67%. Close game, though. 17-12, Penn State. I missed that one.
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
Michigan actually beat Iowa by more. Common opponent.
They beat them, what, 10-3, right?
Yeah.
Florida LSU. I wish I had watched this game, but I didn't. I don't even know what I was doing Saturday. Oh, I know what I was doing Saturday.
It was close up until the second half, and then it just got out of hand. Florida was trying to force things.
LSU was favored this game by 76%. They won 42-28. We all picked LSU. No Gators fans. Nebraska at Minnesota. Minnesota favored 68%. They should have been favored 100% because this game was not even close. 34-7. Everybody went 3-2 except for Kevin with a nice 4-1 week. He's the one that needs it the most.
What?
Oh, actually, Corey is pretty
low. Corey.
Yeah, both of us did.
We forgot both of you guys were pretty low down there.
Pretty low down there.
Corey was way out of it until he got that 5-0 week. Then he's kind of come back.
This guy, jeez. Takes a lead, and all of a sudden, we're way down there. We're only four games behind there, buddy.
I've been in the lead since the very beginning. So.
Yeah, I'm five games back. After going 5-0 this week, I'll catch myself back up.
Yeah, you're going 5-0.
Well, I'm the only one who could say they have, so.
Okay. Who could say they went 4-1, 4-1, 4-1?
2-3, 2-3.
4-1. 4-4-1s in a row, huh? Who could say that?
Same guy that went 2-3.
I've actually gone 2-3, 2-3, and then 3-2. So I'll probably go 3-2 again.
You're all about patterns this year, at least.
Mm-hmm.
So if I go 5-0, that's two more games into this. So choose wisely.
Anywho, I'm at 23-12 for the season. Joe 19-16. Corey, or Kevin, one up, is 19-16. Corey, 18-17.
I'm just happy to get back to a winning record, man. It took some fight.
It did. It really just took you 1 week.
1 good week.
Yeah, that 1 good week put you at a winning record. Then you fucked it up and went back to 500 a week later. Now you're back to 1-up. So this week's games, we got Pittsburgh at Syracuse. Looks like this is a pretty much a toss-in game.
Friday night.
Not a lot of faith in Syracuse right now. I'm going to go Pittsburgh. Kevin's going to go Pittsburgh. Corey's going to go Cuse. I don't know what Joe's going.
At this rate, he might go Pittsburgh. I'll update it as soon as I get it, whenever I get it.
Moving on to Arizona State at Utah. Utah is favored 77%. I don't know who to take here.
Arizona State coming on as of late. That's why I picked this game. Utah was the...
I'll bite on
it. What?
I'll bite on it.
Utah was the odds-on favorite to win the Pac-12, but that's, like, slowly diminishing.
I just changed because
this game is a total about competition. Do you believe Arizona State's record is because they played better people? Or is Utah actually good?
I don't think Utah's that good. It's a home game. That's the thing.
Yeah.
The tough part there. It's the home game. Favored by 14 points. Utah lost to USC. That's their one loss. Arizona State lost to Colorado at home.
In a tough one, though, right? Wasn't it like an overtime game?
Yeah, they lost by 3.
But Utah blew out Washington State 38-13. And Arizona State just snuck by 38.
Win's a win, though. Isn't that what we always say?
Yeah.
Win.
They're pretty, I know it's 77%, but I think that's because Utah's home. I think they're pretty even.
Looks like Utah has the better defense and the better offense, so that's good. So I like my pick a lot more now.
I will say true freshman quarterback Daniels out of Arizona State's been doing pretty good for a true freshman.
He was the number one. I didn't know he was the number one quarterback ranked out of high school.
No, neither did I. But he's 111 for 176 and 1,600 yards, 8 touchdowns, 1 interception through 6 games.
I watched a few games of his, and he's looked good.
Yeah, he makes the right decisions. He knows when to tuck and run and when to just throw
the other thing Arizona State has going for them is coaching.
Kind of. I don't know. Herm Edwards.
He seems to be more fit for the college game. I think he hypes up his guys, and in NFL, that doesn't really matter.
Leave it on the grass.
I'm going to stick with it. Fuck it.
And
oh my God.
I'm also going against Arizona State on here because I want them to do well. And the last time I went against them, they won. So,
fair enough.
I think I'm going to go with two teams that I usually go against this week. I'm going to pick Washington.
No, you can't pick the same as me. How am I supposed to gain ground?
And Penn State.
Oh, you are going Penn State this week, huh?
Two teams that I normally go against, I have to go with them this week. Whoops. So
I'm the most nervous about my Virginia pick. I got this weird feeling Duke's going to win.
I'm all in on Virginia, too. We
went over this on Friday, Corey. Duke is sneakily doing well, and Virginia's been struggling lately.
Yeah, I know.
Duke.
That's why I think that game's only at 57% for Virginia.
Trying to remember why.
Virginia just lost to someone they had no business losing to.
Miami. I mean, I'm not going to convince you guys, but there are reasons why I'm picking this way. I mean, they barely beat Old Dominion 28-17.
11 points, not even a one possession game. That's more than barely.
Old Dominion, that's barely.
It's still a double, two score, or two possession.
I mean, Virginia Tech beat them 31-17.
Are all these games on Saturday?
No, Syracuse is playing Friday. Okay. All the rest, I believe, are.
What time on Friday?
4, so 7 your time.
I won't see probably any of them. Yeah, I'll figure it out. It's the 19th. Sure got Tennessee, Alabama after Tennessee's big win.
Nope, not on it.
Nope.
Didn't sniff the South Carolina game either, even though they just beat Georgia.
South Carolina got this league. Oh, Florida. Oklahoma, West Virginia. Everybody thinks Louisville could take Clemson?
Nope.
At home?
Kevin likes Louisville, but no.
Not versus Clemson. Louisville versus Syracuse, yes.
Well, we'll see how this week goes.
We'll know if it's still your favorite sport. Yep. After.
We'll find out. I need some more positivity in my life.
Well,
I'm holding okay in NFL, though, so.
Still hit first place.
Yeah, I'm still in first place, but I liked it better when I was like crushing you guys. I like that better. More fun.
I like this better when you think you have such a crushing lead and then we come back and just destroy.
Well, nobody's destroying me, so.
I mean, NASCAR.
That was different.
I heard a never, and I was about to be like, oh, yeah.
That was different.
Just got to get these two games from you and keep gaining on you.
NASCAR is just 2 years coming for me, man. Can't claim the expert and not win 1 out of 3 years. Not good.
Pretty sad.
Hey, you know what's coming up is college basketball, which I'm the expert in. Gonna have to get that sheet going. I mean, back to back years. Got a tournament under my belt. You know?
What if I won college basketball? I won something. Maybe.
You're the conference champ.
Yeah.
Conference
champ. Did you sweep it all last year, Kevin?
No.
He won conference champ.
Yeah, that's all he ever wins.
Consistency, my friend.
Or did he? I don't remember.
Let's just say I did. sounds better that way anyway.
He needs it. He needs positivity.
Otherwise, he's not coming back, guys. They have. Paul has come out. Oh, no, that's the final. Never mind. What are they doing? Season starts in like 3 weeks.
What, college basketball?
Yeah. November 6th. Or, excuse me, November 5th. But the real season starts November 6th. ACC basketball starts day one.
When are we going to start doing a NBA pick-up for the year? No?
Can you really handle me winning both college
basketball? Not even close to winning.
You say this.
Well, sounds to me like you're down for it then.
Yeah, you guys can even pick the games. I'll even give you that.
Oh. Maybe I'll actually pay attention to the NBA for more than just the playoffs.
Hey, I had my top five last year, and it was pretty good.
Speaking of, did anyone see the new Clippers jerseys?
No.
Grand Theft Auto lookalikes?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty sweet.
They are pretty cool. Makes me want to be Mexican for a little bit.
Jesus Christ.
Ay. We should play a game called Will Kevin Get Fired from His Tampa Bay Team in Madden?
Yeah. I would fire you.
Why? Led us to 9-7 record. I should have get at least one more year.
The first year you went 9-7. This year you went 6-10. You got worse.
It's a rebuilding year.
You had the easiest conference in the whole NFL, and you couldn't even make the playoffs.
I went 5-1.
Panthers went 8-8 and won the division.
You say I have the easiest conference.
Easiest division is what I meant to say. Sorry.
Division, whatever. And you still lost to Atlanta.
Okay.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it is.
I know Corey loves hearing this stuff. Let's end it. Next. Right,
moving on to the NFL. Thursday night wasn't really a game. Patriots dismantled the Giants. And anybody that woke up early for that London game, I'm sorry. We were better off sleeping in. Panthers destroyed the Bucks. I mean, was that a record? What's the most interceptions in a game? Like,
I don't know.
It's got to be up there. It's got to be like 6 or 7, probably. Maybe 10. I don't know. Like, how many interceptions do you let somebody throw before you say, you know what, you've had enough for today? Why don't you take a seat?
The most...
Probably goes... Nathan Peterman.
Nope. The most is 8.
8?
Jim Hardy of the Chicago Cardinals. Yes.
Oh,
geez. 1950.
They probably played 5-hour games.
Peterman threw 5. So, but there's how many in front of him with 6? 6 quarterbacks have thrown 7 interceptions in a game. Most recently, Ty Detmer. This is an old story. So, let's rewind here.
So Guinness. Peterman and Winston are the worst we've seen as of late.
Guinness Book of World Records. Most interceptions, 18.
Well, hasn't Brett Favre thrown the most interceptions ever?
I think so.
I think he was exactly even for touchdowns and interceptions.
All right, Jim Hardy. Glenn Dobbs of the LAD, whatever that is, Los Angeles Dons, back in 48. Ken Stabler of the Oakland Raiders, back in 77. Ty Detmer with 7 against the Lions is the most recently, though. Tommy Wade of Pittsburgh Steelers, Zach Brooks, Chicago Bear. Steve Berg of Tampa Bay back in 86, so it's not a first for Tampa. And then that list is pretty packed with 6, though. I like this one. Frank Flickcock of the Giants back in 46.
That name had to be brutal in high school, man. Brutal.
Brett Favre threw 6 against the St. Louis Rams in 2002 with the Green Bay Packers. Naismith makes this list twice with the Jets with 6. Vinny Testaverde, Peyton Manning. Wow. See? So, you know what? Good things are upon us, you know? Good company with 6.
Things are upon us.
Joe gave me his picks in code. See here, he's going left, so Pittsburgh. Corey's the only one right in the Syracuse D.
I'm okay with it.
So Utah. So Stefan's the only one right in Arizona State. Left. So he's going Oregon with Corey. So that one's going to be wrong for you, Corey. And right. So Virginia and Penn State. So we're all going Penn State. So we'll probably get that one wrong.
This next Monday night game's trash too.
What is it?
Patriots Jets.
Yeah.
You don't want trash? Monday. I know my team can't lose this week, so
I was plugging in my picks for this week, for week 7.
Yeah, I just did.
There's some shitty games. I can tell you there is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 shit games.
Oh, about 9.
Chiefs Broncos, trash. Rams Falcons, trash. Dolphins Bills, trash. Jags Bengals, trash. Raiders Packers, trash. Cardinals Giants, trash. 49ers Redskins, trash. Chargers Titans, trash. Ravens, well, I won't count that one. Patriots Jets, trash. That's a lot of trash.
What if the Jets win this week?
I was just going to say, this is a new Jets team, so we don't know what we're getting from them yet. So I can't call that trash.
That's trash.
Chiefs, Broncos, Chiefs on the road. They just lost, like, didn't they just lose their last 2 home
games? They lost 2 in a row.
Both home games, right? Yeah. So, I mean, who the hell knows what happens there?
That game's trash.
Not as trash as your fantasy team. Dolphins Bills division game. Never know. Never know that one.
I feel like Stefan's going to curse his fantasy team with the amount of trash he's talking right now.
It's funny because this guy has one championship in 7 years, which is the same amount as me. But I'm trash.
Okay, so why can't I talk trash about it?
Because you're no better.
But I feel like my team's like always up there. At least like the past like 3-4 years.
I've never missed the playoffs. You haven't either. Okay. So.
Well, we only recently just switched to where you actually can miss the playoffs.
I know.
So that really. What do we got? 3 years at Yahoo? Four?
Three. I was looking at my like overall fantasy record last night. That's why I knew. Because I have a winning record on Yahoo Fantasy Sports still. And I was just curious of how. I haven't been doing well since we made the switch.
Must have been the leagues you were in before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The 1 year I had Tom Brady and he had Randy Moss and they went off together and destroyed everything.
Well, that helps.
And then I kept Tom Brady the next year and he got hurt like game one and ruined my life forever.
Ruined your life forever. Forever.
You know what I haven't done in a while for fantasy football is play in one of those public leagues for nothing. Those are usually fun. If you get a good one. Sometimes you gotta have like four of them going, otherwise.
Well, this is our fourth year. Oh, wait. Sorry, Eli. No, you're right. Third year.
I think I get to keep my job, Stefan. It looks like I'm keeping my job.
Keeping it?
Well, it doesn't say I'm fired, and it's letting me do things. So.
Oh, thanks.
This is our third year doing it?
Yeah.
In the first 2 years, I've been in the top six. Have you?
Well, I mean, the first year, I won it all. So.
What about last year? you were in the final four last year, right?
The year I won it all, I
was you sick. Got lucky and beat me.
Where was I? Oh, 9-4. I think I was the number one team. I think I beat out Gary. Number one team, yeah, 5 points.
And the year you won it all?
Yeah, I was the number one team at 9-4.
What was my record?
8-5.
Oh, I was the highest scoring team though, right?
We were in the same division, yeah. Yeah, you're the highest scoring team that year.
Yeah, that's when you got lucky and beat me off that.
You had 1,945. The next person had 1,860, and after that it was all 1,700s, some 1,600s, 1,400s.
I remember because I had you beat, and then the next day they did the Yahoo, like the.
Stat correction.
The defensive stat correction, and then you got it.
Fucking stat correction.
Don't worry about how I got it. Just know I got it. Okay. Let's see. Then last year.
I came in third that year. You came in first. Last year, you came in what?
I came in third overall, like after playoffs, but I was. 8-5. I had the second seed.
But you came after it was all said and done. You came in third.
Yeah. Yeah, because I lost to Mark in the semis. because my team put up 102 points. After I was putting up like 150 like all year.
I came in sixth last year. So yeah, you've beaten me.
Yeah, as far as Yahoo goes, I'm the superior fantasy football player.
But, oh no, because Matt missed the whole kit and caboodle one year. I was going to say, doesn't Matt trump both of us? But not, that's not true.
Yeah, because he didn't make the playoffs.
He didn't even make the playoffs one year, yeah. He won it, he didn't make it.
You got to make the playoffs in here? Yeah, he didn't make the playoffs that year.
No, I know. He's either all the way on or...
Well, that was when he dropped down to the bottom division. Then he won it last year, so he bumped up. Now he's probably going to bump up again.
Yeah. Not probably. He's going to.
Can't you catch him?
I'd have to start beating some teams like that are actually good, not just the bad teams.
I believe in you.
I mean, you can't beat my team, so there's one good team you can't beat.
I don't get to play you, so you don't have to worry about it.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Like, my next 2 weeks to get back to 500 are Gary and Mark. I really have to win those.
Kevin, what did you start off last year? 5-0 or something?
Yeah. Some bullshit rule.
Started off 5-0.
That's why you got to worry about putting points on the board, Kevin. Points on the board.
I just got to get 3 more wins.
This year, it seems like you get 8 and you're in. Because there's some bad records out there.
Yeah, I just got to get 3 more. I'm good.
Yeah. Got to find them somewhere.
Last year. Was it the year before? It wasn't last year.
I'm playing Colleen, so there's one. Your dad is a possible one. Stefan's one.
Last year you were like 4-3.
Yeah, last year was terrible. Maybe it was the year before.
Yeah, it must have been the year before. I'm like looking at it, I'm like, wait, I don't see you going on a 5-game winning streak anywhere.
Well, I haven't gone on a 5-game winning streak this year either.
Well, I know that. What's the point?
There was one year I think I went 5-1 and I finished like 6-7 or something like that.
Wait, even this year you went 3-3. Yeah, I don't know what. You were almost Jameis, right? That was your team?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Maybe it was ESPN days.
Yeah, it must have been ESPN. I do remember that there was one year. But you always, at the end of the year, you always go on these like big losing streaks.
Mm-hmm. I'm projected to go 8-5 right now.
Like there's a 5-game losing streak in that one from 2 years ago. And then you've got a 5-game losing streak in that one also.
Looking at the projections, they're not as hopeful for anyone other than Matt compared to what it was the beginning of the year. Beginning of the year, I think there were a couple like double-digit wins. And now, like, I'm 8-5. 80 Bunch is 7-6. You're 6-7, Stefan.
6-10.
Corey's going to bounce back and go 8-5, so there's that.
Oh, I'm going to go 6-1 in my last few games? Yeah, right.
Oh, wait, it was last year. I was looking at the same league twice for some reason. So, yeah, last year you started off 5-0, then you lost 6 in a row.
The computer, Kevin, just doesn't want to be wrong about my team. They gave me an A draft grade. They're like, this team can't be this bad. But it's going to be.
You know, if the projections actually were to happen, I would be fine with it because I would stay in the bottom division yet still make the playoffs. So I want to move up to that middle. The middle one is just like trash. Like if you're in the middle division, you're going to like that's the most competitive division, I feel like, because it's where everyone goes when they lose the top division.
Right. I mean, right now, that's factual. We're the highest scoring division. So. Mm-hmm.
And it was that way last year, too, I think. Like it was just like Murder's Row. I will say, I'm the only one in the league to go from the top division all the way to the bottom one in two consecutive years. So
is Ryan about to do it?
Thank
you. Yeah.
Yep. He's projected at 4-9, so take my one claim to fame. You always remember the first team.
Okay, we start out on NFL and couldn't even get away from fantasy.
No. We might as well just turn it into a fantasy podcast. No, we're only talking about our fantasy.
When should I start Daniel Jones is the true question.
When are the Bengals going to start Ryan Finley? When should I go pick him up off waivers?
Now.
Probably. Yeah, poor Matt.
Your fantasy team's going, I would go pick him up now, man.
What?
With the way your fantasy team's going, I would just go pick him up now.
Quarterback just, isn't my problem, man.
Matt just sniffed the air. He smelled quarterback move, so he's probably got a waiver wire moving on him.
Probably.
Right, yeah.
The only one I would go grab is Chase Daniel just to block Gary from having anything if Mitch doesn't play.
Such a dick move.
It's just called playing the game.
Playing what game?
Playing fantasy.
Yeah, but you're not going to win.
I'm not going to beat Gary.
No, I'm
projected to beat Gary by like 50.
That's why you need a pick. He's giving up anyways. How many waiver moves has he done anyway?
Do you really think you want to keep track?
Well, you can.
I know. But do you want to? It's the question. Gary will do the most waiver moves out of any this year.
Evan.
Because he always thinks he can upgrade his team.
Oh, that's moves. 18. Damn. Matt's got 11. I've got 4. Corey's got 11. Stefan's got 9. I still like how the bottom division has the least amount of moves.
Yeah,
you're well, enough said, right?
And you're wondering why I'm 5-1, Stefan.
That's why you're in the bottom division.
Kevin gone?
No.
Just off my thing.
Apparently. Maybe if I talk more, maybe I'll pop up.
Oh.
Seems like 11 seems to be the magic number, though. Everybody's got 11. 11, 11, 11. 10.
9.
13.
There's a
23. To be fair, he didn't have a team to start off with, so.
Dan has 23.
No.
Dan has 7.
No, Dan was actually at the draft. He just drafted terribly.
Well, so we all thought.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it hasn't panned out the greatest for him so far.
Starting to creep up with him.
How hasn't it panned out the greatest when he scored more than you? Oh, no, he hasn't. 1 point less.
Yeah. Rock my nuts, bro.
I forgot your 130 really gained ground on people this past week.
137.
Yeah, 137. Come on.
get it right.
Otherwise, I would have had the third highest score of the week.
Jesus.
I really wanted Dan to beat Kevin, just because I don't like Kevin having that good of a record. But then I was like, at the same time, I don't want Dan to be ahead of me, so I wanted that fourth place back. I was okay with it, I guess.
Stefan's meeting me on my bye week, so.
Good.
Just looking at the projections now, I know people still have got to do a lot of corrections, but this week's going to be just as bad as last week, too, scoring-wise.
I wonder if I'll still be able to beat your dad, even with all my quarterbacks being on bye weeks.
You might want to start playing Tyreek Hill. That's all I can say.
Time to take him off the IR.
And I think I might have to show him how to pick up defensive players because he's like picking up people that don't play. So
no, you shut your mouth. At least wait until I play him one more time.
My only chance for being able to play a quarterback the week I have I think it's week 11 or week 10. Is if Mason Rudolph recovers from his horrific concussion that he had. Yeah. That he died from.
I know, I saw a soul leave. It was weird.
It didn't even look like it was that hard of a hit, but like just his how he like took it, I was like, damn, you're not alive right now. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I could probably just play. Hopefully that'll be like the week that like Odell decides to go off because he hasn't done that except for like one game.
He had a good game against me.
Huh?
He just got you a good game.
Oh, he didn't.
Oh, 110 yards is trash.
Yeah, where's the touchdowns? I want the touchdowns, man. The touchdowns.
Well, Thielen got you a touchdown.
That was like his second best game.
Yeah, I know. Against me. Thanks.
You're welcome.
To trade my keeper?
I don't think you could trade him, can you?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I'll trade Phillip for tight end at this rate. Let's see here. Phillip lately is every other week. So this week he's going to have a bad week.
He did well against Pittsburgh?
17.8 points. I mean, it was below projected by 3, but the week before he had 4.29.
Yeah, Odell should have more than one touchdown at this point in the season.
Holy shit, breaking news!
What?
Jalen Ramsey to the Rams.
No way.
That's why they got rid of Peters.
2 first-rounders and a 4th. Bum, bum, bum.
Fuck.
Heard it here first, folks.
Actually, heard it from...
Hey, don't give out the...
Why you gotta watch live?
Breaking. I thought Howie was gonna pull off a move for him, but nope. Yeah. God damn it, Howie Roseman.
Who are the Rams are playing someone really beatable too. Atlanta.
Yeah.
we calling it?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm going to go get dinner.
All right.
I'll see you guys next week.
Sweet.
Later.
Hard exit, Corey.